Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here with you for the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes. We are here. Jimbo's here. We, meaning me and the mouse in my pocket. All right. I am glad to be here, as I just said, and also to have you all understand we had some technical problems and we are fixed. So here we are. I want to remind everyone we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we're conducting, okay? It's important to note, this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there. This is simply ordinary playing cards used for intuitive / psychic perception, okay? So I also want you to know I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers, okay? And I only need a moment or two to get them laid out. It's a good way for me to get a look at what's going on in your life, where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, okay? Fortunately, we can only do one layout. What you call it, it's basically a sample reading, where if you want something more in depth and utilizing more time, you want to go to my website where you can arrange a 30-minute or more time, person to person, you know, Facebook, video call. We can use Skype. We can use, WhatsApp, all sorts of different platforms for your reading, even just the ordinary phone. So with that, I'm going to turn you all over now to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo.
Okay, everybody, I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind you folks out there, wherever you may be, different platforms that are with us on the internet. If you're international, please let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we are right now. We have Terry Sue from the UK. We have Rachel from the land down under all the way in Australia. And I believe that's all we have thus far, but they shall come. There shall be more.
Yes.
And when anybody rolls in, it doesn't have to be at the beginning. We'll make time to give you a live international shout-out.
What is it? We built it, and they come.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You can indeed do that. If you hear silence at all, hang up, call back again, because that's not the way it's supposed to work, technically. So it is what it is. Facebookers, we'll turn to you if we get gaps in the calls. Predictions of that cannot be made in the world we live in the holiday seasons, even more fluctuation on who's here and who's not and when. No logic to it, can't predict it. But if we have gaps, we will turn to you folks, and you just have to be kind of ready to go, sit tight, be patient. There's no cue to call in and get in wait. And we'll explain that you must messenger Deborah Lee when that time comes, but only when we formally announce it. All right? And regardless of how you get your reading, when you hear the harps, that means that your reading is coming to an end. So please let it do so. Don't try to think it's halftime and you get some more questions in, do some more talking. we do that because there is a certain point where we got to move on because, hey, there's other folks waiting behind you that want readings both on Blog Talk and on Facebook. But before we do switch to another person, we're going to give you a single card, an angel card, that is, especially, hence the harps. And tonight's flavor is the Healing Angel card deck. So it'll be a nice healing message. The Rebel cards were last night where they told you to go to hell and what stuff like that. But tonight is not that night. All right. Nothing too crazy in the world of what day is today, you know, the special days that they announced. I didn't see anything international. Underdog Day, that's kind of cool. You always, like when you're watching sports and stuff, I don't really hate or not like or dislike or anything with the team. I'll just pick an underdog. Root for the underdogs that we like
who
to do with humans.
Who is Barbie and Barney?
I don't know who the hell that is. I'm not clicking through. I don't know it. I don't know. Stupid Toy Day. So if you got...
Hey.
Plenty of those out there. We've seen those before in the past, and there'll be more and more to come. So, but all we got to name it after. See, it's still a little glitchy. See, I hung up.
Yeah, and you know.
I hung up, and it's still showing me like I'm waiting.
And Saturday nights are notorious for either being jammed with people calling or not. So.
Ah, there it went.
We shall just see what we
will
see.
Well, we have somebody waiting. Do you have anything to toss out? I didn't ask her a math question. She just stood, looked at me like a deer in the headlight.
I'm scanning my files.
I was like,
now.
Do you have anything you want to toss up? Because now is a good time. If not, we have callers. We have a caller waiting. And not only do we have a caller, we have one that we don't know where the heck they are. So we're going to go to all one Skype. We have a Skyper. Welcome, Skyper. You are the first caller on the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hello.
To whom are we speaking?
Hi, this is Wendy from Rancho Cordova. How are you?
Well,
Wendy's always full of surprises.
Yes,
she's Skyping us today.
You never know where you're coming from,
We're
Wendy.
Doing great. What's up?
Yeah. Talk to us.
Well, I don't know what to think. I feel so bad. I had my mattress delivered today and paid around $4,100 for it. And when you look online at the store, it's double that. Well, actually, it's $9,000 right now. It was a Black Friday sale. And it doesn't look like expensive, I guess is the word to me. And,
yeah,
and also
that kind of money. It should actually sparkle, you know.
It should in neon lights. And also, I have so much compassion for people. The two men that arrived, part of the deal was my salesman promised me, don't worry, Wendy, they will assemble the new bed frame for you, and they will put the mattress pad on the mattress. Well, so... The men came in. I was very quiet and polite, and I pointed to the box that had the bed frame, and I said, that's the bed frame that you're going to assemble for me today, please? And he said, oh, no, we're not going to be doing that. And I looked at him, and I repeated it, and then he said no. And I said, well, and I was polite. I said, then I will not be able to accept the mattress because I was promised that I'm disabled. And then
– Yeah.
And then – he just started doing it. And then the other thing is, oh, God, I hate mentioning this, but the other man looks so tired. I'm sure it's such hard work for those poor men. And the other man was kind of leaning on my mattress on the side before it was placed on the bed. And he actually wiped his mouth on my mattress.
What?
Wiped his mouth on his mat on her
oh,
mattress.
Oh, come on. No.
How do you do that?
No.
I don't even know how you do that.
Oh, no. No.
I can't imagine why somebody
would
do that.
And this is supposedly online. It does say 9,000. And this is a life purchase for me. And you know what? I don't want to get the poor man in trouble. I don't. But I don't think I'll ever forget that.
You could spray it with Lysol.
Yeah, spray it. If you can.
Spray it and wipe it down with Lysol. They have Lysol wipes you can buy.
Well, the store does have a real great policy. They say if I'm not absolutely thrilled, sleep on it for, I think it's even 60 days. I'm allowed one exchange.
Okay, let me ask, Wendy, gotta ask you, did they put the bed together for you?
They did.
Okay, yeah. I missed that part.
Yeah, she said he did finally after she kind of insisted that he did.
Okay,
did do it.
Well, get the man in trouble. I mean, maybe they need to actually offer you customer service, you know, that is promised to you. So I'm glad you're thinking about maybe changing that out.
Well, that's up to you.
Bad experiences, I did stand up for me very quietly, and I just said, basically, I agreed with him, and I said, okay, if you don't want to assemble it, even though it's part of a deal, then I will not be receiving the mattress today.
Ah.
And then they did assemble the frame, but it's really kind of strange because there's some spare parts that are just laying out, so I'm wondering if they did it properly. And you can void out this $9,000 mattress if it's not resting properly on the frame. So I'm kind of at a loss for words. I really do not want to get that either one of those men in trouble. But, you know, I mean, especially with COVID, this is a health issue. You don't want somebody wiping their face on your mattress.
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
That's whatever you're comfortable with.
And just remember, that's a big ticket item. They should have no trouble changing it out for you rather than you saying, I want a refund. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad thing for you to bring that up. What do you think, Jim? It just grosses me out thinking about it.
I would just wipe it off. That's me. But if you can't get it out of your head, you can't get it out of your head. Nobody can make you get something out of your head.
I'll never forget it.
Then you can't. Then you have to switch it then.
It's like he French kissed her mattress.
Then you have to do it. And you're not sure, those shout outs to Virgil in the UK and Suzanne in Scotland.
Virgil and Suzanne.
Now, I guess, is this question going down this road? What question do you have for us?
Yeah, tell us. What do you want to know?
Well, my question is, I was thinking that if I really conveyed what happened, they might even. But in the era of COVID, I would think that the very least they would do is give me half off or something of what I paid. But they may not view it that way. And the man could deny it, of course. He probably would. So I do have one exchange available. What do you see me doing? This is a more expensive mattress than that Black Diamond Beauty Rest. Do you see me just keeping this mattress, or will I switch it to the Black Diamond Plush Beauty Rest, which is actually less money, but I'm not worried about the money. It's more comfort and quality.
You haven't slept on it yet, right?
No, I have not.
Well, what if you put like a really nice mattress cover and then?
She said that it came with a mattress pad that they were supposed to put on.
Yeah, and they didn't put that on.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They did put the mattress pad on for me. And I think the worst part was that poor man mouse on my mattress. I don't think I'll ever forget that, even 10 years from now.
I can't even imagine a human doing that. That's weird. What a weirdo.
He was so fatigued, Jimbo. He kind of laid his head down for a moment and then turned his face sideways and kind of dragging his mouth on it. That's what happened. So I'm going to feel crummy if he were to get in trouble, but especially in this era of COVID, that's a bad thing to do.
It is. That's like a waiter bringing you your
it's very unprofessional.
Food, and he wiped his mouth on your plate.
I can't even. It's so odd that he would do that. What a freak! I bet he was probably hungover. I don't want to hear this tired crap.
Well, bottom line, Deborah, what am I going to do? Am I just going to not even mention it and then just say switch it up for the Black Diamond?
Yeah,
or
gonna
am I going to keep it and say, well, this is what happened? It makes me uncomfortable. Can you make it up to me by maybe giving me half off of what I paid or something, which they probably would not do? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if I was them, I'd be like, well, if you're uncomfortable, taking half off would not ease your uncomfort now, would it?
True, true. Jim is being very logical here.
If I was a business person down there, I'd say like, oh, that guy wiped his mouth on it, and it really bothers me. But if you give me half off, it won't bother me. I'd be like, well, how does that work? How is there a price tag attached to something not bothering you? I don't know. If it bothers you now, it's going to bother you if they give you half your money back, too. So I think you got to go for a slop-a-roni. But I do not have the cards, and Deb is flopping them as we speak. Flippity, flippity, flop, flop. See, but everybody's different. If it wouldn't bother me because I would wipe it. But everybody's different, and if it bothers you, it bothers you. You can't make yourself get unbothered, so that's just the way it is. All right, Deb, cards it out.
Well, you have a very low bar on standards, Jim. Sorry to say, but, you know.
It's not like I'm not going to lick the bare mattress with my mouth also. It's going to always have a sheet on it.
I think you're going to have
a mattress pad. It's got the fitted sheet. It's got another sheet. I'm just saying, I wouldn't give
Wendy,
two spots.
You're going to exchange it. And, you know.
What do you think I'm going to do this for?
You're going to exchange it.
For the same model?
For which one? The identical one or for the Black Diamond Beauty Rest?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's going to be the same.
And you're going to have to be honest with him.
Yeah, I think you should have to. It's right here. You know, remember, he's in the business of making money.
And
those two schmoes that brought the stuff to your house, they need to elevate their behavior. That's horrible.
Well,
and,
I mean, this was supposed to be white glove delivery. And also...
God.
I am not confident that they even put together that frame properly because there's some extra parts just laying out. And it says right on the warranty, you will void out your warranty unless your mattress is put on this frame properly. So, you know,
you can bring that up.
I feel uncomfortable.
You can bring that up, but, you know, sometimes these bed frames come with lots of extra parts because you could do some different configurations. Sometimes they're made for multiple sized beds, and there will be extra parts. And a lot of times the people that put it together figure it's a courtesy to leave you the extra parts. You may want them, so they leave them.
And
so that may not be the big deal.
And, Wendy, you're doing them a favor with this purchase.
Oh, yeah, you're that. Oh, yeah,
yeah. You're the consumer. I really think you
understand.
I mean, imagine if he's done other gross things.
And you could actually say, you know what? Yeah. I want you to take this mattress back. I'm going somewhere else. So they should be very happy to do an exchange.
And there's
for
no
you.
White glove involved in that, whatever you had. Ew.
Yeah, and you tell them about how the guy was just going to drop it and run, and you had to insist. And the only way they did it is because you said, I'm not accepting it.
Well, my thoughts are maybe just trade it out for the same thing. Even Stephen, or just say, you know what, do you want to just give me half off of what I paid? I'll never forget that. Do you think they would give me half off of what I paid or just say no way?
So the memory of and the thing of that bothering you of the mouth wiping can be paid for. So if you get half off, you're like, well, I don't care. You can wipe his butt on it. I mean, I don't understand. Either it bothers you or it doesn't bother you. That money shouldn't make you feel better.
It does bother me. I'll never forget it.
But then you need to not even worry about trying to get half off. Sounds like you need to do a swap swap. You need to do a swap and insist on a swap. You paid a lot of money, and the whole experience was jacked up because they were just going to flop it and run. And so you should explain all that to them and say, hey, this is what happened. I want this mattress. You guys need to give me another mattress, and you need to send me two different dudes down here.
Tell them you don't want those guys back.
And when you send new people, they need to check that bed frame out to make sure that they didn't screw something up.
Right.
Yep.
Well, maybe bring this to management attention, and then just say, this is concerning to me, especially in the COVID era, and what would you recommend as a resolution? Lay it on them. You tell me, what do you think would be appropriate? I'm allowed one exchange, and this should not be considered one of my exchanges if it comes to that, because of the really it's a hygiene issue.
You make sure you bring that to their attention and say, hey, I'm allowed an exchange, But this doesn't count because I can't even use this because you brought me something that is basically needs to get the hell out of here.
And so, I'll tell you honestly, yeah. I would be wondering what other kinds of bodily substances are on this mattress. He could have.
Yeah.
It's just really odd that he wiped his face
his
on a mattress. What the hell? That's
crazy.
Could have
not washed his hands after using the restroom.
What's wrong with that dude?
There's something wrong with him.
Yeah, I've never thought about wiping my face on some mattress that's hanging up somebody's house.
You know what? It was not glove delivery because right off the bat, I asked him very politely, there's the box with the new bed frame on wheels, and he refused. And then I was wanted to make sure I understood. I said, that was part of the agreement, and he said no. So I tried to call the salesman, but he wasn't there, and then it's fine.
Right.
But I would not call this a White Star delivery, no.
Well, make sure you bring that all to those people's attention when you make that phone call.
Yeah, so Wendy, Jim's got a card for you.
I do. It's a healing angel card, and the subject of your card is harmony. Disharmony occurs when we try to resist life's natural flow. Everything has its cycle. Every stage of life has its own unique meaning and purpose. Every day can be harmonious if we want it to be.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, hey.
Let us know what happened.
Thank you. And Deborah, did you say I was going to exchange it for the same, or am I going to get the black diamond?
Well, that was a little beyond what I can. I just see an exchange.
She's an exchange, and that's going to, because she can't make
the same thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both.
Sure, yeah, thank you.
Take care. We love
absolutely.
You.
I mean, I don't think I'd want to change down because of that. I personally would want another map because obviously you thought, hey, this is great. I got half off. I would want the exact same thing without a Jack Wad's face wiped on it.
Hey, even if George Clooney delivered that mattress to me and he did it, I still wouldn't be happy.
Oh, I've thrown the bullshit flag on
all that. Right, I would be happy.
You'd want him to wipe anything he had on that goddamn thing, and you'd probably want to sleep on it naked with no sheets. So don't
naked,
throw that
maybe?
Up. Naked?
Yeah.
Whom I've seen naked? My wife, Morgan Fairchild.
Well, take care, Wendy. This will get real.
Yeah, she's on. She listens.
Yeah, you're a big time customer to them.
Oh, that's big bucks.
Yeah, they're not going to play around with you.
And the salesman doesn't give two squats about those guys' livelihood. No, I know it sounds bad, but he sure I got a big commission on that, and he's going to want to make you
happy.
Right,
that's true. Yeah.
He's going to want to put you in that same exact mattress, and he can say, you know what, we're sending you a new one out, and I have no problem letting everybody know that the delivery company that we use. They're going to eat that cost, and that's outside of your problem. That's not your problem.
Well,
not
10
your
years
problem.
Ago, I was a mystery shopper. You know what those are, right? I would receive an assignment from a company, and I would have to go and watch a bartender or stay in a hotel, try on a wedding dress, those kinds of things. And I had to fill out a full report on the employee. And a lot of times, their future at that particular establishment rested on what a mystery shopper, you know, has to say about their demeanor, how they treated you.
They still do that to the day. They still do that stuff.
They do.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. And 90% of the time, people don't know they had just got mystery shopped. The key is that they never know.
I did years ago when I worked for Sears.
I guess you could tell if somebody's way out there asking all these things and kind of being a problem a little bit.
You can kind of
just tell it's like, yeah, something's going on here. You
but
know.
It's funny how you can see the flaws when you're hired. And the money was good, you know, and getting to stay at different places.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. If you like that experience, but I don't know. We just work my own job, but you know, I'm just saying.
And you do it very well.
Yeah, we've got budget issues, and we've been told no overtime till further notice. So.
Oh, well.
Which means, guess what? Normally I work a little bit on the weekends every day. Tomorrow I will not. So that's not really breaking my heart. So
what you're talking about in there, I was very shocked myself. He had sold his sobriety like big time.
What are you talking about?
They're talking about Matthew Perry. You have to multitask in this job, Jim.
I don't get into that gossip talk.
Well, come on. This
shit.
Was, you know, everybody believed in him, but I have a feeling.
Who? Who's everybody?
Well, all of the friends, people.
Some guy that's fallen off the wagon 14 billion times all of a sudden. Now I was sold that this is going to be the time forever. Bullshit.
You have to have faith.
I don't have to
that.
Have faith.
Well,
he has
don't.
To have faith in himself.
No,
obviously.
You're very cynical, actually.
Oh, you mean that I'm realistic and right most of the time?
I would have a very hard time with you as a doctor because I could see Jim going in and saying, well, we can give all this chemo and radiation a try, but basically you're a goner.
I wouldn't say that. I would say basically, hey, it works for some people. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. You have to try. But I wouldn't like paint like, oh my God, I know this is going to work. You're going to be cured. I wouldn't lie to them.
You don't go that way either. If you take a class, remember, we had to go to psychological first aid.
Yeah,
Jim and I are members of our Norfolk health department, Norfolk health department. They run a program called Medical Reserve Corps. And we've actually joined many years ago because husband was on all sorts of medications for he had.
You joined that MRC long before he got diagnosed.
No, not with the cancer. It was because he needed his daily medication. And if we had some kind of catastrophic event, we wanted to be where the drugs were.
No.
And this was working in conjunction with.
Can't picture that drug in
EMS,
my mind.
All across the city.
Hmm.
Doctors, we had pharmacists, veterinarians. So I almost made a zing. What did they call it? In the show, Mom, when they.
So I don't remember what they called
yeah,
that.
There was
yeah.
a word for that.
Yeah, I don't freaking know.
Yeah, Terry Sue, listen to your body. Mine wanted with one of my pregnancies, I had to eat every single day a Swanson frozen fried chicken dinner every day. And with a different one, it was Taco Bell taco salad every day. You remember those days.
Yeah.
You were my schlepper. Yeah. Yeah. So, but they're right. Try to stick with nutritious things if you can. Now, I could not stand the smell of grilling meat. You know, driving by a restaurant where you can smell it. Oh, my God, I'd be flinging that car door open so fast and tossing cookies big time. Couldn't stand. So makes you wonder, the fumes, what you call them, fumes, the smoke that's coming off of a barbecue grill, maybe not so good, according to Mother Nature.
I mean, it is smoke. But from that faraway distance, I don't think it has any issues.
Well, why would I throw up?
Because you're a pregnant bitch. Any other questions there? I can answer all your questions today about that. Yes, and all right. I'm on the floor. I'll do it verbally now. Facebook Messenger.
Terry Sue.
Window is open now. Yeah.
Call us, whoever wants.
Well, whoever, first call. We take the first one. We're not forming a line.
You are our mama, what would it be, mascot.
Well,
little you. Mama. Yeah.
Is your portal handy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't have to pick it up. I just, as long as it's handy and on, that's fine. Just wanted to make sure.
When you get way far along, we'll hold a like an Amazon baby shower for you. And I don't know if we should let Jim participate.
What are you talking about?
Because he has very odd. What would you call it, like tastes and things?
I don't know, even participate in what?
In it. Hello there.
I was reading
Turn
it.
Your hearing aid up.
Participate in what?
I said like an Amazon baby shower.
Why in the flying hell would a guy participate in a baby shower? That's a chick thing.
Well, guess what? Society has innovated to the point where men and women attend showers.
Yeah, well, this man would say, bullshit, I'm not going to do a gender reveal or a baby shower, and you don't want to accept that. You got to pop up the portal there, shut the cover,
okay,
set it right
yes,
on top.
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir.
I'm just saying, just be smart. Shut the cover.
Yes.
Answer
anything
it.
Else now?
I'm just trying to keep you in line there because you'll
hey.
Fuck it up.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, what a fine Christmas present.
Fantastic. I can't believe it. I'm still in shock myself.
So were you telling them you had cravings?
Yeah.
Sausage.
I can't.
You had to have a sausage.
You never had them that early, Deb.
It
no.
seems anything I can eat at the moment, so it's mostly savory
stuff
like crisps.
Wow. Oh, those are
anything
so
like
good.
Yeah.
Is there anything that really turns you off? Like, oh, no, I'm not eating that.
The only thing that I've found so far is coffee.
Can't stand it?
No, not even the smell. I can't even make it without heaving at the minute.
Yeah, it does smell really like fresh cow patties. When you're pregnant.
And I love coffee as well.
I do too, but not while pregnant. And I couldn't stand alcohol. And if any, but back then they didn't tell you you can't drink. They said just don't be a sot.
Yeah, they recommended not doing it.
But if anybody was smoking a cigarette within any part of a vicinity for me, couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can tell Mother Nature's doing her job.
Yeah, but Mother Nature, some chicks can do crack and smoke and drink and all sorts of stuff while they're pregnant. It doesn't bother them. So that's not everybody.
I know.
It is not everybody.
I hate those women.
And
because I carried a male child every pregnancy,
yeah.
And I don't know if it was testosterone or what was going on.
It's just one of those things that affects everybody differently.
Yeah.
That's all.
And you tend to be really horny.
But that's also...
Yeah, I'm sort of like flatlined on that part.
Yeah,
it.
it's everybody's different.
Son,
everybody's
so
different.
Don't point that thing at me.
That's all right. There's other places to point it.
All right. Excuse me. What would be your question, my love?
So I just want to see how it's going to go.
Okay.
Now, sort of like, I know it's medical, you can't really
No, but the cards can be very predictive about this stuff. I have a client out of Memphis who called me. Okay, she's like a regular private client, and she was pregnant when she started calling me, and I said, well, be prepared. I really think you're going to end up on some bed rest. Towards the end of your, and she was like, no, doctor says this is running just like, like a perfect pregnancy. Guess what? She did have to be on bed rest for 2 months in the latter part of her pregnancy. And then I told her after she had that baby, then I told her, oh, better keep knees crossed. There's another pregnancy coming. I said, you've opened it. That was her second child. She said, oh, no, she was on some birth control. And guess what? She popped positive again.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant now.
A lot of people want to try these fancy schmancy new birth controls that really haven't been field tested for very long.
No, that's true.
And a lot of them, like the pill, requires the person to not forget. Is that too?
Well,
like the pill. And also there are things that affect the pill, like antibiotics and different stuff. There's all sorts of things, you know. What are you going to do? But, you know,
there
I know.
There used to be a product on the market called Sponge. Many of you might have seen that Seinfeld episode.
They still don't have that anymore?
No.
Why?
No, because of what happened to me.
You didn't die.
No, but on the package it says, if you experience any difficulty, please call our nurse. Well, I called the nurse. Couldn't find the thing. What do you mean you can't? I said, I can't find the thing.
Well, maybe, you know, you should, maybe, I guess, when you have a Grand Canyon vagina, maybe that's a problem then.
I have never passed a watermelon through that little tiny.
No, it sounds like it was ready.
No, but she said, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to straddle a chair, like an armchair, and your partner's going to have to go fishing. Mm. Otherwise, I was going to have to go to the...
So he's going to have to be a freelance gynecologist.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a good business.
It was like
I've been a freelance gynecologist since I was very young.
It was like
so.
The cervix had sucked it right in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
I have been, been on the program. Have you seen that program, Sex Sent Me to the L?
No.
Yes.
I haven't.
Yes.
Some of the things they do.
Did you ever see any about a man's penis getting stuck where it was like that vagina just went and cracked the hole?
Was that in when they were in the sea?
I think so, but it actually happened to a lady I worked with.
Sounds like somebody just needs a muscle relaxer.
And they had to call the paramedics.
Well, I'm
remember
just
now,
in.
They're literally stuck in the throes of passion, and in come these guys, and they've got to give her a shot.
Yes, I'm sure it was a big time muscle relaxer from hell.
I'd want the floor to swallow me up. I would.
This pregnancy looks very good at this point. Very, very good.
Yeah.
And it's saying, be kind to yourself. Like if you still go to work out at the gym, just quit when you get exerted.
I've quit the gym.
Oh, you quit the gym.
Well, I didn't take long.
And you're going to be one of those very lucky women, I can just tell, who's going to maybe gain 40 pounds during your pregnancy. And, you know, 30-some pounds goes with the baby and all of that stuff. I gained 85. I was called Moby Deb because I gained 85 pounds. I couldn't stay. Because I was carrying a boy, I felt like I had a hangover every day.
I've got a headache, yeah.
I was doing it, and I had to have fast food burgers all the time. Yeah. So just remember, every pound you gain beyond what the baby's going to take up, you're going to have to work. But if you're going to breastfeed, and I bet you do, that's the new trendy thing. It was not when I had my babies.
Well,
it screamed to the world, you're a poor woman.
I don't think it's exactly new.
No, but they're really getting...
But then it's natural, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's user preference.
I see that as a bonding thing, in a way.
Your husband's going to miss the romantic interludes until you get, he's here.
I think what's funny is all the proponents of the breastfeeding are like, so good for the baby.
Not touching me until I'm at least 12 weeks.
Oh, they say, oh, it's so good for the baby, all the natural antibiotics. Why the hell is like every other kid freaking allergic to something? And they were never allergic to anything when we grew up when everybody was on freaking formula. I don't get it.
Well, formula back then was dried, what was that called, that dried milk?
I'm just saying, you could buy it in the can where it wasn't dried. You could buy the.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I don't know that it's all that big of a deal. Everybody cuts it out. It's natural. It makes it's so good for the child. Why is it all these?
I'm going to get this scan in 2 weeks' time.
All these freaking kids are allergic to every goddamn food out there.
I'll only be about 7 weeks, but because I'm classed as high risk, they want me to just be like it.
They're going
to
handle you with kid gloves.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, I'm feeling it's going to be very healthy, the pregnancy, for you.
Yeah.
And everything looks good. What a Christmas present. Have you counted back? Like 3 months?
So I've worked out it will be due on August the 16th.
Ah, you get to carry through the summer. Yeah.
No. And I get to miss all the festivities as well no alcohol over Christmas.
Oh, yeah, but you wouldn't probably want it. He tried to, the doctor with my first pregnancy wanted me to drink a little wine every day because I was so nauseous all the time. So he thought maybe some wine, but I was choking it down. I didn't really want that.
International shout out to Melanie, who's also in the UK. Welcome, Melanie.
Melanie, you missed the big announcement.
Well, she missed it, but she's here. So she's not really missing it.
Our very own Terry.
She's in the middle of it.
She's with child, or as Jim would say, she's knocked up.
She's knocked up bigger than shit.
That was a cute movie. I think you mentioned that movie. That
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Catherine Hagel and some...
Who don't know who the hell that is either.
He's some Seth Rogen. Yeah.
Is it Seth Rogen?
Yes.
I've heard Seth Rogen?
Yeah, it was a one-night
I've
stand.
Heard of that name.
And
I probably know the face, but it's not the name.
It turned into a mommy and daddy experience after a one-night stand.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So,
that sounds familiar. That was a little while ago, though, right?
I think one thing, though, I don't want a doctor like that. You know that Chinese doctor
name? No, and you know what's interesting about him? He's an actor now, but he is a doctor.
Oh, that dude.
That guy, yeah.
He's on that freaking The Masked Singer show and all that other shit, too. That Asian guy, the gay Asian guy, right?
Yeah. And he was very stern with her.
It's funny.
But you're going to find, you know, they're interested in getting that baby out.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. So I was...
What other option is there?
Well,
I don't think you should get that baby. I think you should just keep that sucker for 5 or 6 years.
Listen.
When
actually go through labor, there's a delirium that sets in at some point.
Delirious.
Where you start feeling like everybody's... You, they're all standing around your bed, and every single person that comes in the room wants to check you. All right, let's see how far dilated you are. And you're like, oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm going to get to that point where I walk in a doctor's office and drop your pants.
There's nothing wrong with a woman dropping her pants at a... Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
We have a... Thing
nature going, intended for that to happen.
We have a thing going on right now here where a doctor has been charged with, what would I call this? He was supposed to get a donor.
Oh, yeah.
Sperm donor. A woman found out years later that it was his own child.
And that's odd because that's like 30 years ago or whatever. Yeah. That was a Law and Order episode where a fraternity doctor was cutting corners. He was saving money by just using his own sperm for everybody. It was a Law and Order episode.
I do remember that one.
Yeah, and he was a famous actor playing the doctor.
He was.
It was a good episode, too. They only caught him. They caught him by accident. I think there was some other thing going on, and he had some kind of weird recessed gene.
Yeah, and that's what showed.
And they would have tested for that because he would pay. That's why... Basically, he was making a lot of money. He was, you know, normally people pay a lot of money for that sperm because it goes through testing and everything. And he was just loading them up with his own stuff.
So in other words, he was hauling off his own matches, I guess you'd say, in maybe a bottle or syringe or I don't know.
Well, whatever. I mean, he is that kind of doctor, so he would know how to do that. Yeah.
Well,
he was cutting corners.
But you got good cards, honey. And right now it's pointing as a girl.
A goyle, right now, you said. But but like you said, too, it's...
Early.
It is very early. Yep. There's a certain point where it's, when it's real early, that it's kind of like sex is undecided yet.
That's true.
As far as we know.
It's like
as far as science can tell. I mean, it's probably predetermined in the DNA. We just... For scientists doing testing and observing it under, you know, microscopes and stuff, they don't know. I'm sure it knows, but right now it's like all the, it's like there's a little tail thing there when it's real little. They don't know what the hell is going to happen. Yeah, I'm sure it knows. They
did you tell your mama?
Yeah, my mom was like
over the moon.
She was beside herself. Aww. She couldn't. Yeah, she's so excited. Like being an only child as well.
Your husband is a lucky man because there's no better Christmas gift that he could have given you.
Then morning sickness. Hey, Merry Christmas. Here's your morning sickness. There you go.
He's done everything. He's been cooking. He's like, yeah, just chill.
Enjoy it now.
Yeah, when that kid starts screaming at 2 a.m., he's probably going to go disappear.
Because there comes a point where you're going, come on, it's your turn.
2 a.m.
I did the last one, and he'll say, I'm sleeping. I can't. Bam! It is like, yeah. I got over that, though, with my first pregnancy. I got up. I thought I was going to see such a lovely picture of father feeding his son. Do any of you remember the Playtex nursers that had the bags inside? I went out there.
It was a bottle.
Yeah. And he is pushing on the bag. So it's shooting milk out of that little hole. And the baby's like. And it had milk all over.
They were little bags. So you didn't have to worry about if you use real bottles, you got to sterilize them.
Yeah.
Where these little bags are disposable. One time you put them in, like a little liner around the plastic bottle, toss it out. That was the advantage. That was the way to go.
It was.
Because otherwise you got to sterilize the bottle, which means you're boiling it. Then you got to cool down time. That's a pain in the ass.
I don't know if they even have those for sale.
I don't know. You're right.
But I know nothing. He was trying to get the baby to hurry. Hurry. And I thought, no.
Hurry up and drink, you little son of a bitch. Yep. Yes, indeed. All right, here we go.
All right, Terry.
All right, here is your healing angel card. Subject is trust. All will work out well. Your angels, these are the healing angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
I wish my grandmother was still alive. Of course, she'd probably be like 105.
Yeah, maybe you don't wish you. I mean, I know what you mean. Wish you were still alive, but back at that age.
She could look at a woman's face, and she'd have looked at you and said, yep, Deb, she's knocked up. She doesn't know it yet, but she's knocked up. Well, good for you, honey. That was the best message ever.
Deb wanted to let the cat out of the bag yesterday, but I wouldn't let her because...
The room wouldn't let me.
You did not give her permission.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could.
Some people don't want to tell anybody because they have superstition jinx, and some people just want to be the first to tell, and I was like, Deb, just shut your mouth. Tracy's going
to
be here eventually.
It's
yeah. Well, now it's good.
Well,
it's good
to announce it, and I love
it. And some women want to be the
it's
one themselves to announce it, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not all of my lot there yet.
Well, it's here at least.
Celebrities, they'll wait until the second trimester, if not longer.
Right, some people are superstitious and stuff. Everybody's got their own thing. That's why I was like, Deb,
just remember
just
that
wait.
Little spirit is hovering around you. They like to get to know you before they get born.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's precious. Nothing like new life, bringing new life into the world. Gives us all hope.
Hope for what?
For the future.
Okay, well, I'll just let you know, go to the world population clock on the internet and see how many kids are getting shot out of a twat every freaking second.
This man.
It goes bap, 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 bap. There's kids getting born. They show the clock, the birth and the death clock. The birth clock is much quicker than the death clock.
That's why
hope for the future. Kids have been getting born every goddamn day since freaking cavemen are running around. How's that future going?
Well,
we're alive. I think the future's going good. I don't know what people want. What do you want in the future that this sucks?
It's a damn blessed event.
Oh, I think it's great. No, I agree with that. I'm just thinking people think that if everybody keeps having kids, the future's going to get better. Well, it's not so damn bad, really, depending on where you live on this planet. I think we're pretty good. I think we're all doing just fine here. Everybody here has internet. We're good.
I hope you do that thing as you go along that the new mothers do now. They take a picture, like in a mirror, of themselves, how their bellies are getting bigger.
Yeah, because that's sexy as shit. That is sexy as hell, isn't it?
It isn't about sexy, except my first husband thought, oh, my God, pregnant women were the hottest on the planet. And I'd say, why? He'd say, because you can tell she likes dick. And I thought, oh, you twisted human being.
Yeah, which is dumb because that's crazy.
I was like, oh, everyone's going to know that I've had sex.
If you're above the age of 16, everybody assumes that anyway.
And they're going to know. Upster is not shooting blanks.
Everybody's going to know that. If you're, unless you're 10, everybody just assumes that you're freaking banging. That's what humans do. We bang.
But we don't don't want the world to know.
Everybody knows. They don't need to see if somebody knocked up to know.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm so happy.
So happy, so happy, so happy.
When you said, yeah, I took a urine test, but I have to go get the blood test.
Just goes to show you, even though technology has come a long ways, that home test is still just a home test.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's a lot better than it was.
In the first trimester, you'll probably feel really tired a lot. That it's out in the wild. A female finds a place to kind of, vegetate when she's carrying young.
Yeah.
So that does make sense. So, yeah, it's good that your husband is a helper. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Mm. He's probably thinking, I did it again. Yeah.
He's probably got to the break as well now.
Well, this is so sweet. Thank you for calling. I did want to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about
that. Many blessings to you. Just your mother-in-law is probably going to be a pill during all of this. Give me my baby. Give me my baby, she'll say.
No, I would say you better be nice to me. You better be nice. You better be nice.
You
know,
I'd say you better be nice or you'll be looking at this baby from afar, bitch.
It's probably something that goes way back with her. You know, some kind of early trauma that makes her so emotional.
Why can't people just be assholes because they're assholes? Why does it always have to be something in the... It's not their fault. This happened. How about that person's a natural-born dickhead? All right? It's in their genes. They're a dickweed. Oh, no. It's got to be they have a neurological problem or they have ADHD and blah, blah, blah. How about they're just a fucknut? They're an asshole. They're an asswipe.
If you think of it as an innocent child coming into the world.
No, I'm talking about the kid. I'm talking about the mom-in-law and other dickheads.
Because if you look back.
Don't try to make excuses for people being sons of bitches.
Hey, Virgil's out there. He's in this field. He probably knows. He does know. If you go backwards, in their history, you're going to find something. Maybe she was molested or beaten or. Who knows what?
Well, how about all the people that have gone through the exact same trauma and don't do that crazy shit? Not everybody that has this one thing happen to them turns into an asshole is all I'm saying. How about that person take some responsibility and say, you know what?
Lord,
I had a shitty upbringing. Yeah, my mom was a bitch. I'm going to try not to be.
I'm going to put him in a great big freight box and ship him to you. Yeah.
No, I'm not even talking about any of this here. I'm just saying, in general, everybody wants an excuse nowadays. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions.
Well, I don't think a two-day-old baby can take a...
I'm not even talking about that. Why do you keep talking about a two-day-old baby?
Because look at...
I was talking about her mom-in-law being a bitch.
Look at my
daughter-in-law. That's what I'm talking about. Don't make excuses for her being a bitch. Maybe she's just a bitch.
She's got paranoid schizophrenia, and she can't see her own illness. We're the sick ones around her, not her. And we're conducting scientific experiments on her.
Who's we?
We, her medical team.
Oh, are you talking about her in her cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs brain? Yes.
Yeah, and she's being spied on. And it's pathetic and sad. I mean, and when they don't see their own illness, see, when we bring it up, she'll go, I'm not crazy.
I'd say, you know what? First of all, learn how to speak the language.
Can you
don't say I'm not, say I am not. Speak the language properly if you're going to be a crazy bitch. Be a freaking English-speaking crazy bitch. Don't say I'm not. No, I'm not. There is no I'm not. I am not.
That is what Roosevelt wanted, Teddy?
I think it was Teddy Ruxpin.
He said, if you're going to come and live in this country as an immigrant, you need to learn.
Which is funny because officially, this country has never declared an official language, even though it's just understood.
No, we're a melting pot of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But in general, it's like, if I go to a country, if I visit there, I don't care necessarily. But if I'm going to live there, you damn well bet I'm going to learn to speak that language. If I'm going
to
live there for the rest of my life. Why would I not want to?
Right,
Nothing good will come of it. People could just screw with me, and I would never know it because I don't know the language.
That is Jim's soapbox moment for tonight.
I remember when I was in San Diego, and some chick walks up to me in Walmart in San Diego. because San Diego is basically Mexico, so nobody speaks English.
Right.
Why would you come to a country and speak their language? And she holds up a jar and goes, spaghetti? I said, yeah, that's spaghetti. Spaghetti sauce, basically. I wish it would have been a can of paint. I said, oh, yeah, that's spaghetti sauce. Oh, yeah, it is. Damn right. No, but it was a spaghetti sauce.
You all
want
to go drinking with him.
I'm just saying. I think I'm going to go and move to France and live there. Guess what I'm going to do pretty quick.
France?
Typically. We are from France. France, yep. Saturday Night Live, the Coneheads. If I'm planning it, obviously these people had some poverty issues and immigrated. Okay, so if I roll into France without planning, I don't speak French, but I'm going to freaking make a concerted effort to learn that
and
shit
learn
quickly.
All the customers
quickly.
First.
Well, I would learn, I want beer. Where are the bitches? You know, stuff, important things. Where's the pooper? Where can I go pee and poop? All the important things first. And then you learn everything else, you know. Yes. Well, you got to say hi and goodbye. You got
to
be polite.
I think we have to let Terry Sue go to sleep.
We are screwing her over on sleep because it
is. Reading is beautiful. It is
late.
Honey.
It is very late or early. Actually, it's very early in the morning there.
Yeah,
very early.
And we started late. So what?
We did.
1:30.
It is 1:30. Yep. 1:30 a.m. Indeed. So it is already Sunday there.
Take lots.
Yeah.
And the boobs. Are the boobs hurting?
Here we go,
oh,
folks.
Don't even go
Let's start from the head and ask about every
That's
body part.
The first sign I knew that I
How are the eyeballs?
Got knocked up.
How are the ears? How are the nose? How's the butthole? How's the beer? How's the vagina? Let's ask about all the body parts, how each one's doing, one by one, folks. Yes, indeed.
And a lot of women say they get really funny discharge.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, if you got to get a discharge. Well, I was in the Navy. I was dreaming about a discharge, but it was a discharge from the service. But, yeah, this is a different kind of discharge.
Yeah. So I think we've just about covered it all.
Yes, we have. We've covered every little – talked about body orify and body fluid discharges and all boobs and all that stuff. Yes, indeed.
The one husband that was spraying the milk on the baby – the word he hated in the world was mucus. So when I get really mad at
him.
He
must have got over that because there's commercials on TV specifically geared. Yeah. You've seen that little, they have that little mucus guy, for that one cold medicine. Yep.
I'd say, mucus, mucus, mucus. And he'd be like, stop it. You're going to make a wonderful mother.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
And he's going to be over the moon. Expect your husband to spoil the crap out of your child.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And then that little train. Oh, that little train will have to go up.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's got a darling train running over.
Oh.
Christmas
okay.
Train.
I thought it was some kind of weird euphemism or metaphor. Okay. You're talking about a real fucking train.
Okay,
I didn't know.
Unattended.
Yeah,
we come in here when we're in here.
He can't have a train once that kid gets big enough to crawl around anyway.
Yeah, we have a cat ring.
Just remember, you can always put the Christmas tree in a playpen.
Yeah,
so nobody screws. All right, so I think we have shared, all of us, I saw you on Facebook. I think we're going to get her through this. I do. I think we're just going to all hang in as her home team.
If she's relying on us to get her through anything, God have mercy on her soul. Because we're a bunch of crazy bastards.
Let him, no Virgil for you. He could have a little beer with your husband.
Beer is good food.
Look at her eyes. They're like saucers and she's going nothing.
All right,
honey. You take care. We all love you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to draw another name tonight out of the house.
Okay. I'll still watch for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rachel.
You do not have to be present. You don't have to be present to win, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to. I will alert. If you fall asleep in your center, I will let you know.
You only had to be present to say, I want to be in the pool. That was it.
That's it. Yeah.
And everybody's done that thus far. So.
No. All right. Night, night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Aw. Oh, she's just adorable.
Yeah, someday you'll get to marry her. I know that's your dream.
No, I'm marrying Rachel.
Well, you're gonna marry some chick.
I first gotta, you know.
You're gonna pick up a china. Just pick your china.
I gotta have a test drive with Rachel.
All right, folks.
Tonight?
I typed it. Yeah, she's here. She's been here. You heard me give her a national shout out very early in the show.
So we don't have any.
You might want to leave that up right now because I just typed it in, and now I shall announce it. Facebook Messenger is open for you Facebookers. Take advantage.
That's
we don't
great.
Turn to you very often except on Wednesdays usually. So this is your moment. This is your time and space. You can get your reading now. Right? Remember that from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Right.
To the lady
fucking
at the airline.
Nah.
No,
it was a rental
car
place. Rental car place.
She said it, didn't she?
No, he said it. All right. Fucking no. And then she asked, do you have your rental agreement? And he goes, no. She goes, oh. And he goes,
you're
what?
Fucked.
And she goes, you're fucked. One of the best movies of all time. I mean, you can't, I don't like to rank one because everybody's got different opinions. It's on the top 10 best movies, comedy movies of all time. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Busted.
I saw a little bit of it the other day somewhere. I don't know
what
where
was
it was.
On?
It was like a week and a half ago on somewhere. I was just like, oh, I got to watch this one scene. It was hilarious.
Well, Netflix, you can catch just
well, yeah,
everything.
Exactly, yeah. In the internet world we live in, you can find it somewhere anytime you desire and for free, typically.
Call me.
Remember, we had satellite issues last night, and it wasn't
yeah.
the bill, because even after I paid, it had issues. So I woke up. There
First
was sat-
thing you think, did we pay the bill?
Right. But normally you get lots of warnings first. And then we did. No, it's back. That's what it was. And then, no, it wasn't. It was having issues. They must have been having some system issues. But my point was is we switched to all the streaming services we have available. All of our main TVs are smart TVs. Your bedroom and my bedroom one are not. But even though the satellite was down, all of our recordings on the satellite DVR were available. So we were up and running.
Yeah.
That's yes, indeed.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, I guess Suzanne.
Is she going to call? Oh, she doesn't call.
Well, you know,
that's
calls
right.
first. I mean, look at the phone because phones will kick. Never. All right, Suzanne, type away. Type your question away. Anybody. Now we're going to go to the type.
Where is everyone tonight?
Everybody's here.
Lisa's out carousing.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised at just flinging that 30-minute technical delay thing might have just tossed everybody off their schedule, you know, being 30 minutes later. Maybe it just threw everybody off. We don't know.
Maybe
it could have. Absolutely
true.
Yep,
we should. Well, there's Rachel, there's my love.
Yeah, she's been
yeah.
here pretty early. Pretty, I think before we even got in Blog Talk going, she was already here. So yes, indeed, from the land down under. I guess she's probably got pretty warm weather, hot weather, because they're almost
that. It was a little cool today.
Well, it's probably relative.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what, though? It's a big continent. There's probably areas where it's murder, death, hot, and places where it's not, like here in this country, you know? But they are in the throes of summer. It is not officially summer, but it will be very soon there. Like, we are getting ready to approach winter, and I can't wait for winter because that means the next day the days are going to start getting longer because this freaking lack of sunlight shit sucks.
We're getting.
I leave.
Nor'easter tonight, I guess it's starting.
Well, I think it's going to be technically very early in the morning. But yeah, we're getting like an ass ton of rain soon. But you know, what else? Well, same thing I did last Sunday. Nice day Saturday, rained its ass off Sunday.
Now, wouldn't that
same
be
thing.
Fun if we all had unlimited wealth, let's just say?
Oh, yes. The old unlimited wealth.
A trip to the UK. Would that be fun if we all showed up at Terry Sue's door? And knocked or rang the bell.
Oh, funny he said knocked.
Knocked, yeah. And there we all were. Mm-hmm. So, all right, everybody think
she
about
says,
that.
Rachel said stinking hot.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yes. Well, you know, it is, like I say, it is, if it was the same time frame 6 months from now here, it would be stinking hot here, too. Oh, yeah. Stupid hot. And we got a humidity issue here. Like where some parts of the country, like Arizona and Vegas stuff, they get like 100 some degrees. But at least the humidity is a little bit lower, so you can not die as fast. You know, your skin can breathe a little bit. You have to drink more fluids because it's like just evaporates and stuff.
I did
yeah.
enough camping in the Army, thank you. My idea of camping now is pulling in one of those great big, what are they called?
An RV?
Yeah, RV.
Clark, that there's a recreational vehicle from the Christmas vacation.
And a place to plug in all of my 8 days until Christmas. Ugh.
Yeah, it is quick. It's a week from, yeah, well, I mean, for some of you folks in the UK and stuff, it's already Sunday.
Yeah,
so it's 7 days.
All right, who's coming at me with a real...
Suzanne was saying something about having some question or some shit. I don't know. Suzanne, you got to retype it. We don't want to
comment about.
We don't want to scroll.
Not getting hurt.
Whoever
going to
would like
not get hurt. Oh who, boy, from anyone.
What?
Are you going to wear like a suit of armor, or what do you do?
I didn't see that.
Because you never know.
Retype your question. Whoever wants to be first, retype
you
it.
You never know, because the nicest people can turn out to have a knife this long to stick in your back when you're not looking. So. Oh, you have trains, the sound of trains. I love that sound. We have one that goes through here, through the neighborhood, about 4 o'clock in the morning.
But it's far enough away where it doesn't wake me up. But if I'm up, I hear it go,
yeah.
Yeah. Because of the international shipping terminals here, there's lots of train activity because those container ships that carry those little containers, they fit nicely on trains, and trains bring them in, and trains take them out.
Melanie's got
trucks roll in, and trucks roll out. They put those containers on trucks and trains.
We sometimes end up on the Navy's flight path.
Well, we have a Naval Air Station just like a couple miles away, so all depends on the wind and what runways they're picking.
Yeah.
Well, when I was over at my other house I lived at, quite often, because I was closer to the Naval Air Station, I would see them, an Air Force One plane. It was low enough when it was coming in doing touch and goes. You could see the Air Force One markings on it. The president wasn't on, but, you know, they got to train the pilots.
That was back home, too, at night, do their touch and goes to keep up their log, or what they would come up there and do it. And you could see the people. There weren't very many, but you could see inside the plane as it was going over.
I mean, those pilots are going to be a little more skilled and have to do probably crazy evasive maneuvers that
you never know.
A typical airliner is not going to do. So, you know, they have to practice somewhere.
They do.
You got to do it. Yes, and they're not doing those crazy maneuvers anywhere, but that was touch and go stuff, you know. So, got to be proficient when you're carrying that man. All right.
I'm good, Suzanne.
What was your question?
Well, I'm coming up with one for her.
All right, Suzanne, we're making up a question for her. Can I make up a question for her?
No.
Oh, too bad, because
I would have a lot of...
Too. I would love to make up questions for everybody here for Deb to do the cards on. Yes, indeed. I would enjoy that severely. Well, I don't know. If what I enjoy something severely, kind of doesn't go together. Immensely, maybe. I enjoyed it immensely.
What was the first thing you said?
I said severely.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can enjoy something severely. I mean, you get the picture. Yeah, remember that from, you get the picture? Yes, we see. The old 60-song leader of the pack. Okay, all right. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing. You should not pause in the middle of cards. I would think that would be bad juju and karma myself. But I'm not a card layer. I'm not the layer of the cards, but I had done it for a little while, but I have forgotten. Okay, what do you got going on? So what was the question you made up for her? Is she going to grow a second vagina? Is she going to have tits on her back?
Jim, you are being
if you don't shoot a question on, I'm going to keep saying that until you tell me what the question was.
Yeah, the question I asked
all right, thank you, thank you.
Does she have a good, happy life in front of her?
Oh, isn't that nice? It's like freaking Mary.
I wanted to ask
isn't that
you,
nice?
Suzanne, you're 45, right? Just turned. Are you thinking of having a baby? There's a baby here.
Who, Suzanne?
Yeah.
Suzanne, are you getting porked? Because you got to get banged to have a child. At least that's what
deliver me. Yeah, Melanie's like...
Maybe when she says she's on the toilet, that means something else.
Well, when Terry Sue...
Maybe she's really not on the toilet.
Yeah, Terry Sue...
Maybe she's riding the baloney pony with her buddy, a guy.
He's on a roll tonight.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there.
He went to brewery hopping this afternoon.
Oh, it was a good time. It'd been a while, so I have to go visit them and try their new stuff. Because they come out with some really good stuff, out there. And there's some crappy stuff, too. You know how it is. But, and I went to the last one I went to, right by your hair place you were at. They were having, like, some freaking family Christmas thing. And it was, like, it was hard to park. But 90% of the people were out in the back where they had vendors and Santas and elves and all that shit. So I didn't have to deal with it. So I could stay inside. And they had football on and I could have beer. And I could see pretty hot chicks walking by.
Terry Sue, she directed a question at you, and I love it.
What? What do I need a throat lozenge for, just in case what? I missed maybe the...
Read between the lines. All right, Suzanne.
I can't read between the lines. I don't know what
that
means.
I've been looking up for you. A lot of times we have to put our own mental process into check. And you've had a lot of ups and downs over the years. You know, and she is trying for a baby.
I don't know what this stone is.
I think somebody said it's 14 pounds.
I know there's an equivalent, but it's a weird thing. I lost a stone in weight. You know what? I lost a freaking butt nugget in weight every time I go to the toilet. Hey, I lost a stone, too. It was a brown stone I left in the toilet. Ah! Every time I go hit the crapper.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm sure everybody is.
My point is, it's a weird terminology, a stone.
Impressed.
Stone. It's a weird terminology.
Okay. Suzanne, let's see. I was saying, I just have a feeling you tend to lean toward the negative because you've had a lot of bad stuff happen to you, you know, with family and friends and men. Men can be the worst.
Men.
So how about trying the other side? Let's go towards being positive. You know, that's the thing about this method, and oh, you guys are going to be so happy. I'm going to be putting that free course out real soon for you.
It is soonless, yes.
And the thing is, we create our own reality. So if you're living, say, a life of loneliness, isolation, you can't get close to people.
Or butt biscuits, another one, Terry Sue. Butt nugget, butt biscuit, whichever one, you know, a little terminology for the poop. All right, go back to Suzanne. But you said relationships getting close and...
Terry Sue's going to use the butt nugget.
Butt nugget's a good one. Butt biscuit. There's a lot of different phrases for that, yes.
Okay, where was
I? You're talking about relationships and different things and her getting knocked up?
Yeah, it's here.
You're getting knocked up. You know what that means. You got to bang away. You can get knocked up if you don't bang.
You got to cut back on that.
Yeah.
That's what they say for people suffering from some infertility.
Yes, right. That's the thing. If you have that problem,
yeah.
If you don't have an infertility problem, if you don't have that problem, you can just bang like a freaking screen door in a high wind that's loose. Bang, 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 bang. If you don't have a fertility problem.
Jim needs some sex. And one of you.
Everybody.
You guys, you girls, you need to take one for
you
the
goyles,
team here.
You goyles.
Yeah.
You goyles.
Yeah, Terry, so would that be cute? You two will be like little sumo wrestlers with your tummies out. Yeah, they want to be pregnant together.
Hmm. Yeah, what a great picture that is.
Hey, you're not just eating, Terry Sue. You're grazing right now. And
she just got pregnant. She has yet begun to have to feed something. She's yet begun. We're talking about all these cravings, and I was like, she just got knocked up. That kid's not even at the point where it's really going to be stressing her eating system.
She'll be looking at her husband at 3 in the morning, saying, honey, I need some hand-packed ice cream right now. Can't be just the frozen stuff.
Yeah, but you know, it's, I don't know about the UK. That isn't necessarily a realistic request at that time of the morning.
All right, Suzanne. Now, it seems to me that if you call your phone company, you have the right to get another phone number.
Yeah, she's in Scotland. I don't know what the hell the rules are there. Yeah.
Oh, McDonald's, yes. Especially if they're open all night. Yeah.
Yeah. In the UK at 1:30, I don't know. We have some of the McDonald's here on Fridays and Saturdays. Some of them are, depends on where they are. Some are until 2, 3. Some are midnight.
you know, I've read somewhere online.
They want the drunk crowd.
That in England, they roll up the streets pretty early, the sidewalks there pretty early.
What?
Oh, she's got 24 hours.
Well, oh, yeah, I don't know. That, I don't know that we have any of those.
Close. Who wants drunks out shopping anyway?
People that want to make money. Usually it's drive-through only, so they don't have to deal with the people, you know, typically.
Oh, there you go, Catherine. All right, back to Suzanne.
Yeah, all Whoppers, right. Are, you know, those Whoppers are pretty
make
damn good.
Make a resolution,
they are good.
Suzanne. That, and I've had to learn this because I used to be extremely negative. I even put a rubber band around my wrist for aversion therapy that if I got a negative thought and went to go say it, I'd even snap myself.
That's like the old school way back in the days when they were doing shock treatments to see if they could condition people to quit doing shit.
Well, maybe you could ask Virgil if they still do electroshock treatments.
That's probably on a volunteer basis. I would be willing
that
to bet.
Through that. She didn't even, she could.
But she volunteered though, didn't she?
No, she was in a psych hospital and they did
I bet they don't legally do that here anymore.
Okay.
Oh, it didn't work, did it? She took a freaking nasty plunge off the Bong Bridge in Duluth,
did.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, the nasty plunge, if those don't remember, that was the old 70s. Nestea iced tea commercial. They would just like lay back and fall into a pool. Remember?
Yeah.
The Nestea plunge. Except she took a dive off a bridge, which is called suicide.
Give me that Uber. Was it you? Somebody said the Uber over there, they ride bicycles. Or is that?
That's probably
DoorDash,
Uber delivery. There's the Uber food delivery here. Then there's the Uber. We'll pick you up and take you to a bar. But yes, there is Uber Eats, they call it here. Uber Eats is the one that does the delivery. I don't know if it's the same thing over there. Here it's called Uber Eats.
And you know what, Suzanne? Try some humor therapy.
Therapy, my favorite.
Put yourself in the mirror and laugh. Seriously, try different little gimmicky things that will help to set your life on a new track. All right? Because what I see here, nothing is so bad. But you've been traumatized by these scammers.
Yeah, but typically, I don't know what to tell you, but typically if you are getting an influx of scammers, you opened a door. You did something. You might not even remember what you did something to open that door. You did. You clicked a link. You went to a place you shouldn't have on the internet. You did something you did something to open that door, because it's called phishing. What they do is called phishing. They send out little things like, "Hey, well, you know, look at this. Hey, hi, buddy, how's it going? You should see this video. This is pretty funny." Click. Oh, you're screwed. You just downloaded a little bit of a virus.
Well, look who's here, Judy from Minnesota.
Judy. Little Cary Grant for you there, even though he was long before my time. I respect the man. I respect
the movies are great, though.
What was that one he was? He was in one where he was in obviously a million movies. I'm not even going to. I'm going to let that go because I can't describe it.
Thank you.
I'll never
Rachel.
Get there. But real quick, for our very own Suzanne in the land of the Scots. Hey, Scots! That was funny about that thing you sent me.
What thing?
First of all, let me read her healing angel card. Blue angel.
Liam, you mean?
Hi, Archangel Michael. Here by your side, I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you, all is well. So Archangel Michael says, hey, anytime you think shit's hitting the fan, Michael's there. Just trust him and relax.
That's right. Put it all in his hands.
It was that stand-up comedy routine you sent me about the guy and the drinking. It's like, the bar is the stomach.
Oh.
And he's like, the bouncer is your stomach. And he's like, the beer comes. Hey, beer, we're having a good time. Okay, well, you go out and have a go. That is hilarious. That is great. You should post that sometime on your Facebook page.
I'll look back because
that was funny shit. That was good. Because then he says,
I remember the
guy. Yeah, then he goes, then Scotch comes in and has all, hey, well, you're fine. They have the Scotch. It was good. And then tequila. We're not going to cause any trouble, man. Yeah, it was hilarious. It was a good stand-up routine about stomach like being a bar and all these different things coming in. And
how you say
I've had it up to, everybody out. everybody out. Out the way you go. No, no, not the way you get out, the way you came out, like a stomach puking after you have too much of different
alcohol. I'll post that, yeah.
It's hilarious as shit. And it was a TikToker, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's only 30 seconds.
See, there's stuff on TikTok.
Well, the beauty of it is the short length. Because some of the stuff you post is like, holy shit, it's long. But that one was not.
No, he's on the hard stuff now, rum.
Yeah, I'm not going out. I'm going out to get, we haven't decided what our sinful pleasure of food will be, but I will be going. Yeah. I'll be either getting probably Chinese or I'll be getting some Chanello's local pizza place, which will be,
it's going to be Chanello.
Which will be a cheese breadsticks with jalapenos and some EBA. So, all right, well,
yeah.
The clock, she is ticking and they just telling us that we have like 9 minutes of blog talk.
Oh, so. I forgot to change the time.
We changed everything. It's been an hour. We started at 7:30.
Yeah.
We've gone through an hour and 20 some minutes. So we've actually almost done our 90 minute mark there, Miss Debra. We've met our obligation. We have done our obligation. We've cored the floor open and the floor, nobody is gone.
Well, we found out this was a very actually productive session.
Yeah.
We found out Terry Sue is knocked up.
You found that out sooner though than tonight.
And
it was officially announced.
We are all going to help Suzanne be more positive.
Yes, yes. You want to get knocked up? That means you got to bang. All right? Any other questions? Text me.
He's a, what do you call yourself, an amateur?
I am a free, no, oh, no, freelance. No. There's no amateurness here, mind you. I am a freelance gynecologist. There's no amateur. No. New negative ghostwriter. Don't forget, Deb. We have enough time where you should get your little box out.
Oh, yes. Let's get the box out.
Reach into your box, and then where's Rachel's little thing?
I've got it right over
here.
Well,
you can add that to that, then.
I started looking.
You can accumulate. All right.
If you have Prime, apparently, you can go to all these different countries for Amazon, and they will actually show you in your, what do you call it, like your currency, what it'll cost. And it looks like Australia came on rather late in the game for Amazon, which is, you know, that guy started in a garage and people laughed at him. What's his name? Is that Bezos or Beelzebub?
Some jackwad. A lot of the people. I mean, look at freaking Bill Gates. They were just computer nerd programmers and now he's a gazillionaire. Because he got into,
and you know,
he knew how to write code and computers.
So they laughed at him. Oh, you're running out. Yeah, you're going to run a global, you know, major entity on the internet. Right. Okay. Have another beer. I really think that he is laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, of course he is.
And if it's that guy, Bezo, or...
Oh, fuck it.
I would go out with him.
I would go out. I've never said that ever in my entire life about anybody. That is a hot chick. I would go out with her. No. That's a hot chick. I would stick her like a pincushion. There's no going. Who cares? You don't really care about the going out. I mean, guys go out because that's what you got to do. All right, I got to go wine and dine.
Yeah,
I got to wine and dine. Tell me what your day was like. Oh, that's great. Tell me some more. Let's see your panties come off. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It sucks when you hear honest shit. People don't like honesty. They don't want to hear the truth. They want the sugar-coated
stuff.
Because
you won't
get donut shop. They want sprinkles on their fucking donuts.
He will not get laid if he tells the truth.
You know what, though? Screw you guys out there. If every single guy on this planet was truthful and honest, you'd have to. You guys would do it. You would do it.
I've seen women chase him, even in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
The sugar he's dispensing must be super good. And I'm not just saying that to set Jim up for a fall here. They even deliver. They come in their nightgowns.
Or jammies. Sometimes it's jammies. Little cute little jammies. All right. Do that drawing, Deb. The clock's ticking.
You got to do it.
Block Talk's going to tell you to pound sand here in 5 minutes.
All right, here we go.
I'm a right-handed person. No, I'm just, oh. I got, I'm going to do it left hand. My left hand's a piece of crap. It's only good for catching baseballs. All right. It's Kirsty in the UK. Kirsty.
Kirsty.
We are very, so far the first two draws have been international. two different continents and not our own.
We'll see how long it takes for Amazon to deliver. Yeah, look at that. Who? Somebody said, I drank beer and poked a hole in Catherine said, so did Shane.
I don't know who Shane is.
That's Terry Sue's hubster.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense now. I was wondering. I didn't know if she, because there's Shane from, like, wasn't that a movie, Shane, old Western movie,
way
Shane?
Oh, long.
That's why I didn't know that was her husband's name. Now that makes sense.
And the other one was Lassie, come home. Lassie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, as a kid, when there wasn't squat for TV on, that was entertaining when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, Lassie.
You left us early one night, Terry Sue. And Virgil was the one who popped up and he said, oh, I forget how he worded it, but it was good. She's going to hit the hot springs with Shane or something. But it was, I wish I could say it. Maybe if he's there, he'll repeat it. But yeah, you left rather abruptly one night. So.
Okay. I know nothing about that.
All right. Well,
folks, I know nothing.
Generally, we're not here on Sunday night, but we call them have an exciting day tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised.
Don't count on. Don't commit though. Don't commit.
I'm not. We'll see. We'll see how the day goes.
Some of us have to get up early Monday and go to work.
Yeah.
Some of us do.
And you used to be such a night owl. Yeah.
I mean, it's relative.
Yeah, and he did, Terry. So he did. So we
all right, let's
enjoy
do
you
the,
all
let's
so
do,
much.
Let's
yes.
put a wrap. We did our 90-minute thing on Blog Talk first. Just the Blog Talkers first.
Right,
yes,
blog.
Indeed. Let's go with this.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go.